Hello, this is Hiroshi Shive of Satoshi's Treasure Hunters. I'm going to do things a little bit different with this Happy Clue Day video. It is July 13th. The clue that is dropped is hit the streets. The key is the street key. And it is another marketing clue. I will have my thoughts on this in a moment, but changing up scenery is a little bit simply because it's summertime, it's hot, I have to turn all the ACs and all that off in order to do videos, and decided to just kind of go outside and do my thought video for what I think about this particular key, and just do a little bit of the audio introduction about the key itself. So the key is called the street key, and this is what the clue is. Clan or individuals around the world will get one key through completing a number of unplanned interviews on the street. Ask questions and receive the opinion of random people on topics related to Satoshi's treasure, crypto, treasure hunting, and the blockchain. The goal of this exercise is to generate a dialogue around these topics and help to educate and promote the spreading of related ideas and practices. Example questions. Have you ever heard of Satoshi's treasure? What do you think it is? Do you have Bitcoin? What do you think the best use is for cryptocurrency? In what ways can cryptocurrencies change to become more mainstream? Give your best description of the blockchain. Would you be more interested in playing a game that rewards you prize in cryptocurrency, knowing that the value of the price might increase or decrease with time? Interviews, video submit channels. Use your own Twitter or Weibo account to post videos. Meanwhile, add topic, hashtag STStreetKey, follow, and at Satoshi's Treasure Weibo account or Satoshi's Treasure Twitter account. Satoshi's Treasure will provide the street key to all creators. Meanwhile, the individual who interviews the most people during the campaign will get another additional key. Note, please show your Twitter or Weibo ID when you are shooting. High-quality video could be utilized by SD as part of our media and additional program. End date is 11:59 Eastern Standard Time on July 29th, 2019. So there you have it. That is the clue. And let me give you my thoughts on this subject. Okay, so here are my thoughts. I'm on the outside because it's hot in my place because I turned the AC and all that stuff off to do the hunt, our weekly hunt video, which will be up before this one. Again, the other videos I plan on doing are finally doing the sprawl video, talking about clans, and any breaking news that might happen with the game. So, my thoughts. Okay, so this is another marketing clue. The previous ones have been the clan key, where you had to do a blockchain type of video style with your clan, where each one had to go like interlocking, where I do like a movement and then someone retweeted showing up a video of me doing a movement and then they doing the same movement and then onward and onwards. The Satoshi Cypher group was the one that won that particular thing. The other marketing one was the cult key, which was the spamified MLM getting people's numbers and stuff and trying to get them subscribe and looking at Satoshi's treasure. There is the Binance charity thing where you basically pull your funds together for your clan or as an individual put big money down to purchase keys and give money to charity. That's pretty a little bit of marketing. One more. Nope. And then I guess the distances key, because it has some Binance stuff in it, but the mini hunt happened in Taipei around the Asian blockchain conferences, but I think pretty much most of the mini hunts are going to happen around conferences. Speaking of mini hunts, we haven't heard anything about Japan yet. We haven't heard anything about Japan yet, what's happening in Japan. So maybe sometime soon. I expected the end of this week, but maybe sometime next week for that one. So you have this one where you have to go around and basically interview random people or people maybe you know. Personally, my strategy, if you were going to participate, is I would hit up Bitcoin meetups and then, I don't know, farmer's market, festival, anything that has a large gathering where you kind of be like a news people or whatever, and probably have to get a couple people together, someone filming, someone interviewing, and trying to get as many interviews as you can. But I do understand how people might be miffed about this. And again, I've talked about it in the previous times that the marketing clues have dropped, how privacy is very essential to many people participating in this game. They do come from Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. So they're putting their face out there, or their personal information is not something they want to do. But I do think talking about crypto, in a sense, is something that we do like talking about, but again, this privacy disclosures, a lot of those conversations happen in meetups, not necessarily always on camera. So it's, you know, little personal details that people don't want to reveal about themselves. Again, with the whole, just the whole internet dialogue that's been going on with like the last 3 years about data and content creation and who benefits and who profits and things like that, or even to some extent with gaming, with what is it, DLCs, where you have to pay additional more money to get the full game. I wouldn't say this falls under that, or like loot boxes or anything like that, but I do understand why people will be a bit miffed, because they want their privacy, basically, essentially. And they might not participate in this game. But I understand the game maker's perspective. They're trying to expand this game. They're trying to make it global. Obviously, they have a significant set of players in the Chinese market, because they're utilizing Weibo. It's fairly global with the people I've seen in the official telegrams and the different clan telegrams and Discord and stuff like that. There's people all over the place. But many of them do come from the cryptocurrency space. They come from computer skill sets. So to be able to get a broader scope of people, you would do something like this. This is something that an everyday person could do. They can go interview their friends, go to a festival, ask random people questions. Just like the D-Live thing was like watching streamers and then piecing together QR codes. This is something an everyday person can go to or do, or even the geolocation clues and keys. That's something an everyday person can do. They can just go to a location that's achievable. And so that broadens the scope of people playing this game. And Eric Meltzer, kind of one of the more vocal, but not the only vocal game maker, has said that this game was supposed to be an educational thing. So I can understand why they're piecing together some type of video, a marketing video, if you will, to broaden the scope of this particular game, to get more people involved. And also to educate people about blockchain, about Bitcoin, about Satoshi Treasure Hunters. So we'll see how things go. We have all the way to July 29th to see what material people produce. What else ends around that time? I think the philanthropy ends and the zero knowledge key ends around towards the end of the month. This key does have two keys. So if your clan or individual does, you know, produce a video, you get one key. But if you do more videos, you get the special key. So there's an incentive for some people. But again, I understand why some people might be biffed or want to step away from this particular key and just go after the keys that they feel comfortable going after, and hoping they have enough to achieve that magic number of 400 and unlocking the Bitcoin address and the bounty. So those are my thoughts. They're pretty much similar with all the other marketing ones. I might participate in this one in some fashion. I did do so for the clan or cult key, but this one, it's kind of up my alley, and my face is already out there anyways, so we'll see. We'll see how this goes. But that's it. Again, happy Clue Day. This is July 13th. My name is Rosa Shive. This is Toshi's Treasure Hunters, and on with the hunt.